Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ah, it is Thanksgiving week. We are off tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day and Friday. You know, Thanksgiving means so much to so many people. I could sit here, we could talk about political crap all day, but let's talk about the good. Let's talk about the fact that there is good going on in the world. Let's talk about the fact that it's not all gloom and doom and dire straits. Oh, what's going to happen? I'm thankful for like so many things. I'm so blessed. I have an amazing friends. I have an amazing, you know, support group with the show. Producer Phil, Anthony, the Czar, you know, my coworkers here, my partners and Kelly and Blake. And of course, I'm stoked because I have this, you know, amazing little six-year-old boy. And as much as you can get down at times, and we all can. I mean, you know, sometimes you just, some people are just down, no matter how good things are. I have news for you. I have friends who are wealthy, and they go through bouts of depression. It has nothing to do with what you have. And their depression takes them deep and deep into dark places. And I have friends who are poor. The same thing happens to them. But let's look at the good that's out there. I think we over, you know, because look, media, I got nothing else. Trump won. They're going to scream and yell. They're going to talk for the next 4.5, 5 weeks, 6 weeks about, well, if I was Trump, I'd pick so-and-so. And if I was this person, I'd pick that person. If I blah, 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 blah. They've got nothing else to do. I mean, the Super Bowl is essentially over. And now there's another, if you will, waiting period until it takes off again. So all they can do is prognosticate and sit there and you know, bloviate over stuff and, you know, make things seem bigger than they actually are. But let's talk about the good we have in this country. How about that? Let's talk about the great that we have in this country. The freedoms that we enjoy. We got a ton of them, kids. We do. We got a ton of freedoms. We have that Constitution that protects the hell out of us, backed up by the greatest military in the history of mankind, backed up by us Americans. Let's talk about the good that we have. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate the differences we have. Let's learn from one another. The truth is that we're so worried about the what ifs and maybes that we can't even move forward. It's ridiculous. We have so many amazing things. And if and I say this, you sit around your house and you're bummed and maybe your car's broke or maybe you're struggling to figure out how you're going to pay for Christmas. Maybe, but you got a roof over your head. You got a cell phone. You're watching some TV. It's cold outside, but you're warm inside. Think about all those people out there, not just in this country, but everywhere else that doesn't have that. Think about all of those people elsewhere who are struggling, who would kill to be in a position like you. Think about that for a second. Think about the women who are oppressed everywhere. Think about the people who are thrown off buildings because they love somebody that happened to be the same sex as them. Think about the Christians who are living in places right now where they're getting slaughtered. And think about the people of the Muslim faith who are getting the same thing because they are not Muslim-y enough for some people. Think about the people who have no water. And the water they do have isn't clean and it makes them sick. Think about the fact that it costs $1 to put a net over some of these people to keep the mosquitoes away. Because that's the animal that kills the most. That's the creature that kills the most. Was something that we have nothing to worry about. We freak out of, oh my God, Ebola virus. It's the Nile virus. It's this, it's that, it's blah, de blah. Think about all the great stuff you have. Think about it. That's what we should be giving thanks for. We should be giving thanks for the fact that we had a safe election. That we had an election where, yes, there was a few incidences, but very, very little. The transition of power is going smoothly. Nothing's going to happen. Think about those things. Trust me, we all get upset. We all bitch. We all whine. We all moan. We do. Everybody's entitled to have that day or two where you feel down. I'm not going to begrudge you that. But I want you to look forward past all of the stuff, past the screaming, the yelling, past all of the crap that people have thrown out there to try to scare you. And by the way, that's what it's about, a lot of it. They're riling you up. Think about the good you have. Think about the opportunity you have, because if you don't like this president in 4 years, you'll have a chance to pick a new one. If you're unhappy with your senator, your congressman, your counselor, your mayor, the Senate, you'll have a chance to pick a new one. Nobody's coming to take that away from you. Think about all the food you're going to eat this week when many people out there aren't going to have anything. Think about the little things. Look, I am guilty as charged when it comes to overlooking stuff, because I have done it. We've all done it. And this is what I say. We have to get outside of ourselves. I mean, the truth is, when I say that we're, you know, the world revolves around you, it does. Your world revolves around you. But sometimes we need to take a step back, even out of our world, and look around and go, I got it pretty good. I got it pretty good. I wake up every day and say, wow, thank God. Thank God I live here. Thank God I don't live somewhere where right now I'm down washing my clothes in a riverbed, and at any given moment, something may snag me and take me away. We overlook things because we get inside of ourselves and we blow things up. But we have first world problems, and it's amazing to have. It is absolutely amazing to have first world problems. I want to have more first world problems. I want us to be first world forever. I want us to be first of the first world forever. I want my son to give thanks because he's got all kinds of awesome stuff. I want my son to give thanks because he gets to live in the freest country on earth. Well, it's not the free. We are the freest. Well, the UN is full of crap. All right. The UN is full of crap. It's a bunch of crazy, weird old men who think they run the world. They're full of crap. We live in an amazing time. And I think we forget that because we're too hyper-focused on what we don't have. We're too hyper-focused on what somebody else has. Look, this is what this election was about. What somebody else has that you don't have and how you can get it. Think about what you have, though. Don't focus on what other people have. Think about the things you have. Are you healthy? Because there are people out there that aren't healthy. People out there who are fighting things. People out there who are just trying to get by. And they're sick and they're having to make choices about whether or not they could pay for this medicine or that medicine. Are your kids healthy? There are people out there whose kids aren't healthy. We got our man Mason listens to the show. And his dad, Justin, let me tell you something. Mason's going to whoop this thing. But he's got a form of leukemia and he's fighting it hard. Keep update with him at least once or twice a week. I want to know what's going on. We're going to get out to Indy to see him. But think about that. Think about those poor kids yesterday who lost their lives on that bus. You getting that call today? No. Think about the things you do have. Be thankful. We're so selfish in the way that, yes, you know what? Your world revolves around me, you. But it doesn't mean you have to be selfish about it. It doesn't mean you can't take a step back and go, wow, I didn't realize I had as much as I did. And think about where you are now and where you want to be a year from now. Think about you're just getting out of school. Think about you've gone back to school and you're getting ready to graduate, or you're starting a new business, or maybe you're starting a new relationship or whatever. Think about those things and where you want to be a year from now. Think about all those things. It's the little things, and we forget it all too often because we get lost in ourselves and we talk about crap that doesn't need to be talked about. And we worry about what somebody else has and what you don't have, and why is it fairer for we want it to be fairer. We want to stop it. Give thanks because you're in a country that allows you to have opinions. You're in a country that allows you to say, I don't like this president. You're in the country that allows you to say, hashtag not my president. I'm going to go pick it in front of his buildings. And you don't have to worry about being dragged off to some gulag somewhere and tortured and killed. Think about the little things. We forget those. It's about memories. It's about the blessings we have, not about what we don't have. I think the more we realize that, the better we're all going to be. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Lucia Lopez is going to join us. She is a high school student here. She's the kind of girl that she's going to tell you her story. And let me tell you something. She's going to make you think, wow, I've wasted my life. It's great. It's a great story. It's a great story. And it's a great story, especially now, because you know what? You show the kids out there in the world that, look, you know what? Because you're a person of color doesn't mean you can't get ahead in life. But next, friends, we do it every day at this hour. It's called What's Next? Today we tackle women. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Real cool, bright, talented young woman is going to join us here in a little bit. Talk about what it's like to be young and bright and to have a career that she's chasing. Lucia Lopez will join us and we'll talk about being young and you know, chasing something, having a dream and actually trying to fulfill it and hard work and where it's getting her. She'll join us in a bit. A lot of people texting the show. You can text it, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Nice radio message today about gratitude and appreciation. Bless you and yours. Well, bless you as well. I appreciate that. Somebody writes in and says, my dad always used to tell me I should never be looking at my neighbor's bowl to see if he had more than I do. I should be looking to make sure I have enough. So true. I mean, we do. We get off and we start. That's why I always tell you, stay in your own lane in life. Stay in your own lane. Stay in your own lane. It's okay to care. It's okay to have empathy. It's okay to want to help. But coveting what other people have isn't going to get you there. Figuring out a way to work hard to get it, if that's what you need and you want to be like that, then that's what you do. But being upset and angry, and we forget about all the blessings we have here in life, and we're always hyper-focused on other stuff. And we should think about the blessings we have. We do this every time at this hour. It is called What's Next? So what is next for women under Donald Trump? It's a big fear out there, kids. It is. Women are worried. Choice is going to be taken away. People are going to go in and thrown to the wolves. Women are going to have their choice taken away. They're going to have chastity belts on. They're going to be chained to a stove. They're going to be pregnant. They're not going to be able to get ahead. What's next for women? I think women are going to have opportunities. I think women are going to be inspired. I think women are going to have, I think women are going to become more employed. This is just what I think. People will freak out about it. Mike Pence and many of the Christian conservatives, I'm not going to lie to you, they would love to, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, will a state bring that? It's possible. What happens then? Well, then it'll be a state's issue. But is that really going to happen? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. And the reason I don't think it's going to happen is because I think at some point in time, people are just like with the LGBT. It's just time to move on. It's time to move forward. So what's next for women is I think women have an opportunity now. And I think he has empowered women. I think over time, there's 4,000 jobs he's got to fill. And I bet you find out he fills a good portion of them with women. But I think women are going to feel empowered. As they should. They should be proud at the run that, quite frankly, they should be proud and they should be angry at the run that Hillary Clinton had. Proud that a woman got there, angry about the way she conducted her campaign and didn't win. And I think it will inspire. So what's next for women? Same thing that's been going on. Moving forward, strengthening, learning, educating, growing. Becoming even more part of the workforce. Know this, women are graduating faster than men. Men, I have news for you. We're going to be outnumbered not only in the in the workforce, but we're going to be outnumbered in the boardroom. We're going to be outnumbered everywhere. Men aren't going to college like women are, and women are graduating at a faster rate. So what's next for women? Get ready for a somewhat woman-dominated world in the workforce. Absolutely. And I think opportunities are going to be there everywhere for women. It's not, and this is the thing, and I want women to understand this. What's next for you is a lot of different things, but know this. You're more than just a choice. And I think we often forget that. Because that's when we talk about women and politics, it's always about a singular issue, choice. And that's not true. Women are strong leaders, and I have said it over and over on numerous occasions. The best boss I've ever had, Sarah. Love you, Sarah. Was just up visiting her a couple weeks ago. She was the best boss I ever had, Sarah McClure. We called her Swearer because she sweared a lot. But I loved her. She was, absolutely. I think women are going to be empowered. I think women are going to grow. And I think women are more than just a singular issue. And I think they're going to be inspired by what they saw with Hillary and realize, you know what? We got near the top. We got to the top, but we didn't get to be king of the mountain and queen of the mountain. Now is our time. And I think women are going to start to take away their one issue that everybody hyper-focuses on and become more than that, especially in the political world. I look at women as far more than that. But in politics, that's what happens. They get put into that thing where, oh, it's always about choice. So what's next for women? I think over the next 4 years, the next 8 years, the next 12 years, the next several decades, you're going to see an explosion in the workforce, in politics. And yes, I'm here to tell you, we will have a woman leader one day, and she, I bet she kicks ass. I'm looking forward to it. And if she was inspired by what she saw here from either of these candidates, that's great. So what's next for women? Lots. I think women right now, if they were a stock, they would definitely be the hot stock to buy. That's what's next for women. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Coming up next, kind of girl that you want your daughter or son to be because she is that accomplished. She's got it in her mind what she's going to be, and she's not letting anybody stop her. And in this day and age, too many kids whine, bitch, and moan about it. We're going to talk to her next. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423.
This is the text line. Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Every once in a great while, we run into people that are like extraordinary. This youngster is extraordinary. She has a dream. She is chasing her dream. She's only 17 years old. She's a student of the month at the La Quinta High School out here, and she is somebody that, you know what, in this day and age of all the things that we're going through, it's good to get a perspective of the youth of America. Her name is Lucia Lopez, and she joins us now. Lucia, thanks for coming in on this most festive of Tuesdays.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
So we were talking the other day because when we knew you were coming on, I'm like, you're one of those people, you're like, this is what you want your kid to be. Like, you know, she got like a 12.9 grade point average, and she goes out there and she donates her time to the stuff, and it's amazing. First and foremost, let's talk about, you know, we hear it all the time about public schools. We hear all the time about how hard it is and how it's a struggle and stuff. You go to a public school, you're doing it.
I'm doing it. What do you mean by difficult?
Well, you know, you hear that, you know, public schools are, you know, some of them are really bad. Some mm-hmm. of them are good. Kids can't get a good education there. We hear it all the time. And yet I think kids can get a good education anywhere.
It depends on the student. The majority of the time, if you have the persistence and you want it more than anything, I feel like you can use your resources and get the best out of anything.
I love that. I love that. And again, she said the magic word. It depends on the student. Because too often than not, we want to blame the teacher, we want to blame the books, we want to blame the school. But the truth is, many times it starts at home, and it starts with, you know, parents and the student itself. Does the student want to get an education? You want to get an education because you want to be Dr. Lopez.
Yes, I do. I want to become a neuroradiologist or a hematologist.
Like you're 17. Like, how did you come up with that? Like, at 17, I'm the exception to the rule. At 17, I was playing pro soccer, so let's not talk about it. But at 17, I'm pretty awesome. What can I say? It's all been downhill since then. But for you, like, you're 17 years old. How do you go and you pick something like that's what you want to be?
Well, I'm what you would refer to as a pipeline student. I went to Dr. Carrion Academy, which is a magnet school. Then I went to Indio Middle School, which is a pre-medical school. Kind of middle school. So I joined a 3-year pre-medical program, and through that they exposed me to different medical careers and pathways. So after I was exposed to that, I sort of started wanting to go into radiology or hematology. And La Quinta High School helped me a lot, because with their job shadows, I got to job shadow a neuroradiologist, and he motivated me to later on become a neuroradiologist as well.
And that's the thing that's amazing, motivation, and you got to go follow them around. And you talk about it because you hit it at a young age. You know, mm-hmm. You said you went to a middle school that is pre-med kind of. That to me is, you know what you're doing. I mean, at middle school, I was like, I think I'm going to ask that girl, or maybe I'll just pull her hair. I don't know. But you had it, like, as a kid, was this something you wanted to do? Like, when you were young, were you like, I want to be a doctor and I want to be a real doctor?
Yes, in preschool, I would dress up as a doctor because they had options on there. So for playtime, I would pretend to be a doctor. So as I aged, I stuck to it.
We're talking to Lucia Lopez. So she is a young woman who is on her way to becoming a Dr. Lopez. You're looking at schools. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, what school are you going to get in? School. This is what it's about. It's about, you know, trying to find that right college. It's not just having the grades anymore. They look at other stuff. And you do stuff like, oh, you know, you work as a volunteer for blood drives, pet adoptions. You save puppies from burning buildings. You do a Dr. Seuss evening reading session. You volunteer everywhere. That's one of the things that these colleges are looking at. Do you do it because you love it, or you do it because you think, I got to get this on my resume?
No, I actually started this because I want to motivate young students. I'm a coordinator for emerging health professionals because I want to give back to the Coachella Valley. We've seen that we have a lack of physicians, especially in family medicine. So I was in emerging health professionals for 2 years, and then they offered me the position as a coordinator. So I'm the first ever high school student coordinator. And through that, I'm hoping to motivate my friends to pursue a higher education, because some of them, they don't have the motivation at home. So I'm trying to motivate them.
You know, myself. You talk about home.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, I think, education and a lot of things. I think it all starts at home. Mm-hmm. And that to me is ultimately important. You know, it's like my mother was big on education. Mm-hmm. My father wasn't around. My mother was huge on education. You're going to get an education. You're going to get, I showed her. But, you know, it is big. And like you said, you're trying to motivate your friends because some of them don't have motivation.
Mm-hmm. It does start at home, but sometimes there's rare cases where they don't have any motivation at all, but they use their resources around them. For example, their teachers, their friends. For example, I'm trying to do that for my friends. Some of them think it's too difficult, but it's not, with persistence and dedication.
That's what you said, persistence.
Persistence.
Most people don't. It's a different thing. You know, having that persistence, mm-hmm. I don't think people realize that. Hard work is exactly what it is. It's hard work.
It's you need discipline.
You know, and I always tell everybody, people want to be, they want to be Jay-Z. They want to go from 300 pounds to 100 pounds and look great. You just don't show up there. Mm-hmm. You have to go through it all.
Yes, you do. That's discipline. That's what it's called.
It's crazy. So as you move forward now, and what grade are you in?
I am a senior at La Quinta High School.
So have you picked your colleges? Do you have colleges chasing you? How's that going?
No, I'm in the process right now of applying to colleges, Cal States and UC schools. And I'm almost done with my application to UC schools because the deadline is November 30th.
So you better hurry.
I'm rushing.
So as you do all these things, you start to put things together and you look at it. And we just had this crazy election and we've had kids out there mm-hmm. screaming they want free college, this, that, and the other. Do you look at college now as such a daunting thing? Because you're going to go to medical school, and by the time you come out on the other side, it's going to be expensive.
Yes, it is. I look at it in this perspective. Either way, I want to become a doctor. I want to improve myself. The money shouldn't be an issue to me, because the end result, I'll be making more money than I'm, you know, spending. I'm going to be in debt. I already know I'm going to be in debt. So I'm trying to go to the best school that will benefit me as a student. So I know I'm going to be in debt eventually. It's inevitable. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. You're
I'm going to be in debt.
I mean, you're alive. So you're going to be in debt.
That's I'm going to be in debt.
You're going to own a car one day. You're going to be in debt. You're going to mm-hmm. have credit cards. You're going to be in debt. You're going to buy a house one day. You're going to be in debt.
So that doesn't really worry me as much right now, because I know at the end I'll live out my dream. because you do need discipline and you do need dedication for that. So I'll worry about the debt and the money once I reach my goal. So it doesn't really bother me.
Speaking of goals, I mean, I'm big on goal setting. Do you, are you a goal setter kind of person? Do you have things you have written out? Do you have things that you, you know, your whatever it is, diaries, whether you've got it on your computer, whether you've got, you know, a vision board. I mean, how is it, how do you put your goals out there?
So my goal is huge and it's going to take me around 15 years to get there. So yes, I make little, I set little goals in between the big goal. So my goal was to be involved in school because when I was younger, I was really shy. So once in high school, I told myself I'm going to start joining more extracurricular activities and clubs and get out there. And I did. Now I'm here presenting and speaking to you. When I was in elementary school, I couldn't even speak to my teacher, respond to them because I was so shy.
We're talking to Lucia Lopez. She's a senior at La Quinta High School, local high school here, who is on her way to becoming a doctor. And you want to be what, a neuro?
Neuroradiologist.
What exactly does a neuroradiologist do?
So a neuroradiologist is a physician who specializes in radiology, and they actually get to diagnose patients with through radiology and radiological like x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, and they, sometimes they go inside and they operate, but that's kind of rare, but they do. So that's what it basically is.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. So you here you are and you work. I mean, you're doing all these things. Like, what's your day like? You wake up, you go to school. Obviously, you're not just like, you know, you're not just like, you're studying like me. I was like, okay, who's, all right, I'll do half of it. You do the other half. We'll mix our things up, but don't get everything right and we'll turn it in. What's it like for you? Here you are. Again, you're dedicated. You're working hard.
So for me, well, right now I have an internship. I actually started during the summer and I'm trying to get around 500 hours before I graduate. So a day for me. Okay. I wake up, I go to school. I have calculus. I have AP calculus, AP physics, which is not fun.
No, it's not.
English. And then I leave at 12:30 for my internship. I get out at 5 and sometimes I go to the office around and for EHP, which is in CVEP in Indio. And that's basically what I do. It's difficult, but it's about time management. And like I said, discipline.
What's it like for you at night? Do you have tons of homework?
For calculus, yes, sometimes. And like I said, I'm trying to apply to UC schools, so I'm trying to balance out my time because there's not enough time in one day for me to do all of those things.
What do you do for fun, though? Like, what's the fun thing for you? What, like, I come to Lucy, hey, let's go see a movie. What's your fun thing? You can't just be all study.
No, I'm not. I actually paint for fun. In my free time, I draw and paint.
See? And all of you out there are listening, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I have just ruined my life. What have I done? How could this girl's like so far ahead? This is what your kids need to become. This is what I'm talking about here. We're talking to Lucia Lopez, a youngster here who is a senior in high school out here in La Quinta High, whose dream of being a doctor is happening. And like you said, 15 years, is that 15 years away? Is that daunting to think that you're 15 years?
No, because I think of it this way. Each year spent is a year I get to learn more. So once in medical school, it's going to be absolutely amazing because the reason I want to become a physician is for the science, for the all of the biology to help the people. I actually really enjoy learning medical terminology, and I actually do that on my free time other than painting. That's just how I am, though.
You paint those words? Like,
no.
Give me a medical term right now.
A medical term?
Yeah.
Let's see. What category?
I don't care. Just throw something out there.
Encephalitis.
Encephalitis?
It's inflammation of the brain.
Look at that. Did you know that, Producer Phil? Encephalitis?
Of course. I watched House for 8 seasons.
Yes, of course you did. I thought it was Mr. Snuffleupagus, but it's encephalitis, which is really... So now as you move forward, you got all this stuff going on. Are your friends, you know... As you start to go this way, are your friends starting to follow along? Are you starting to pull your friends with you who are seeing that they have a chance to do stuff? And does that make you feel good?
Yes, I'm actually trying to get my two closest friends involved in emerging health professionals. I'm trying to hurry them up on the applications because they're due the 29th. So it feels good to see my friends around me. They're pursuing a similar goal as mine. So why would I not help them, you know? I don't see it as a whoever gets there first wins. I want to help my friends. Why wouldn't I? It feels good to help people. That's why I'm a coordinator now.
Wow. Look at you. You've got everything going for you and then some, and you're moving along at such a high rate of speed. I'm amazed. And again, I have a 6-year-old, and I hope he's like that. I hope he's on a show like mine, maybe even mine one day going, Well, Dad, I just finished AP Calculus, and I finished AP this and AP that, and I'm off to medical school that you're going to pay for. How about that, Dad? Last thing before we let you go is we talk to Lucia Lopez here, a senior in high school who is on her way to becoming Dr. Lopez. The election, it just happened. How does it, like, what's it like on campus?
I haven't noticed any differences only because I'm so involved in my schoolwork and so are my friends. I haven't felt a change of the environment, not really. It doesn't seem to be affecting anyone as, I mean, I've heard outside of my group of friends there's chaos. It's a little chaotic right now, but in my world, it's not really affecting me.
No, nor should it. Just let me tell you, all your friends and everybody freaking out, nor should it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to affect you and you're going to be a doctor one day. And that's the thing that matters. Let me prematurely say, Lucia Lopez, Dr. Lopez, joining us today. We appreciate you coming on, and thank you so much for being here, and good luck. And we hope one day that you'll diagnose one of us with something that's not so horrible.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate this.
More straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Your mama. That's right. I said your mama.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what? Say what?
Oh, man.
That's right. I said your mama.
Bright. She's beautiful. She's driven. She's goal-oriented. She's going places. Telling you, it can be done, people. It can be done. It's amazing. Like, that's what you want your kid to be when he or she grows up. Like, when you... It's one of those things where, like, you're sitting here, you're thinking to yourself, ah, she's going to be something real. Like, she, you know, that's the kind of thing where she goes, you know what, like 37, I'm going to go off and run for the Senate. That's the kind of thing. There's your president one day. Tell you that, kids. Tell you that. Speaking of somebody who wants to be president, Kanye West is still hospitalized. Apparently, he's gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Chad, he is mental. I think he's exhausted. I think he's stressed out. And, you know, we've talked about this before in the say, what kind of world thing? Bless you, Anthony. Sneezed in here. The kind of genius insanity thing. I don't know if it's Kanye or not. I don't. But it feels that way. And I think, too, you know what? And I don't know, Phil. I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, Producer Phil, but I think it's sometimes, too, that even if you're not a genius, but you become so big and so famous that you become so out of touch with reality that it starts to affect everything you do.
Oh, I'm sure that's... You should have asked the doctor.
I should have. I should have. Now, they... I don't know what's going to happen to him. I know they kept him in there for observations, but I feel bad for the guy. I do. I mean, because, you know, the difference is if you have a problem, you have a problem, right? So you've got a problem, that's it. He's got a problem the world knows about. And that's got to be tough, man. Everybody knows about it. Everybody gets to see it. Everybody watches the meltdown happen. We talked about it last week with Dr. Phil putting people on, you know, all the time. And it's a tough situation. We're watching him melt down in front of all of us, and it's you know, it's sad. So hopefully he'll get himself well and he'll realize that when he becomes sane, he'll be like, oh, my God, I married a Kardashian. I got to get that out of here. Say what? 1,700 are made a day, Producer Phil. 1,700 are made a day. Millionaires. 1,700 millionaires are made a day here in the United States of America. That's big, kids. That's big. Don't think it can't happen, because it can. 1,700 millionaires are made a day in the United States of America. And it's not just because their stocks went through the roof. Some of that's there. But some of it's just because, you know what? People do what they do. They start small businesses. They work hard. They kick ass. The next thing you know, they look up and they think to themselves, I got $1 million home. I got $1 million business. I'm a millionaire. 1,700 a day are made. And what do we hear all the time? Well, the rich, they're getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. Nobody else is getting it. 1,700 a day is a lot of people becoming millionaires. And it's not just because of lottery or mom and dad died. It's because of hard work. Say, what? I know, hard work. And Phil, you just talked about something that I was reading about the other day, which is totally amazing, that nearly all of the phones in Japan, I think it's the same thing in Korea and in certain parts of China and Hong Kong, all of the phones are waterproof.
And do you know why that is, Chad?
Because they tend to use their phones in the shower.
Who does that?
There's nobody I need to talk to that much. I mean, if all the time you'd want peace and quiet, it's taking a nice hot shower, right? Of all of the times, just like, I just want to relax. Oh, my goodness. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. Got a lot of stuff coming in, especially about young Lucia there and how absolutely they were impressed. As you should be, kids. As you should be. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.